You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to all of you to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai in the service of Sai, and I'm speaking to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashant Nilayam Puttaparthi, the spiritual capital of the universe, the abode of highest peace. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, the live wire connecting Swami in us to Swami in you, bring you the sacred vibes of Prashant Nilayam Ashram to your homes through the various Radio Sai programs. So stay tuned. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 11:10 a.m. and the weather here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram is very cool and pleasant. In fact, it's same from last couple of weeks, and in the last couple of days we have seen slight drizzles, but there is no heavy downpour. We are still eagerly waiting for it, as Puttaparthi is in the Rayalaseema of area of Andhra Pradesh. Rayalaseema in Telugu means the area of stones. Rayalu in Telugu means stones. So the villagers here in Puttaparthi and in the villagers nearby are heavily dependent on rain, as they are mostly farmers. So dear listeners, as I said, this is a segment Service Love in Action, and to begin with, for a change, today let me start this segment by reciting a poem which is on selfless service, and I read this poem when yesterday I was browsing through internet. So this poem goes like this. Selfless service is a noble path. Selfless service is supreme. Selfless service takes men and women past that strange, ignoble dream. That life is meant for getting. That receiving is what we need. That sun will not be setting. That sun will not be setting on our self-centered deeds. Want to find true happiness? Don't think of only me. Because me is not separate from that other pronoun, we. All are one fabric, knit into one world. When we give our hearts to others, we find life's hidden pearl. Money is important. It gives us butter and our bread. But what good is butter and bread if to selfishness we are wed? We can make our butter and bread, but we can make it with a heart that's always serving others and knows love is life's great art. We will then wake up one morning and feel the earth is mine, because we have mastered selfless service and we have become divine. Well, dear listeners, wasn't that a profound poem? Yes, I'm sure it is. In fact, it's quite inspiring. It shows that selfless service gives true happiness, satisfaction, true satisfaction, bliss, and makes us divine. So, dear listeners, in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and as always, at the very outset, we all place our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and I'll be playing for you in the beginning a couple of Sai Bhajans. These bhajans are from the album Nada Brahmam of Radio Sai product, Sai Blossom product. So let's listen to a couple of bhajans.
Bhagat Vatsal Teru Naam O Sai
Deva
Saram, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 11:25 and it's a cool and pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Well, before going any further, here is some delightful news that we are happy to share with you. With hearts full of gratitude for Bhagwan's continuing grace, Radio Sai is pleased to celebrate the second successful anniversary of Radio Sai Telugu Stream. This dedicated stream was blessed for inauguration by Bhagawan personally just before his Mahasamadhi, and today, with his grace and guidance, Radio Sai is turning two. And what better way to celebrate the glory of our Sai than to dedicate the entire day on Sunday, that is July 14th, that is another 3 or 4 days from today, 2013, to a live airing of the Telugu stream all day long. So from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on 14th of July, that is coming Sunday, Radio Sai Telugu will host day-long programs live from our studios. We have teams participating from Hyderabad, Visakhapatnam, Tirupati as well as the Anantapur and Prashanthi Nilayam campus of this Sai University. So dear listeners, join us in this celebration by tuning in to Radio Sai Telugu Live all day in the Telugu stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony on our second anniversary on the coming Sunday, that is July 14th, from 6 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night. So dear listeners, this was some special and important news from our Radio Sai studio. So this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, dear listeners, once Swami had called a group of devotees for an interview, and during the session, one of the devotees said to Swami, "Swami, since you are doing a lot of seva at your advanced age, which is burdensome to you, please give us the strength to do seva till the end of our lives." Then Swami replied, "Bangaru, whatever you said was okay, excepting the word burden, which you used. To me, the seva that I do is not a burden. It is ananda, that is happiness to me. If I feel it is a burden, then I would not do it at all. You should also not do seva if you feel it is a burden. Seva has to be undertaken for our happiness." So dear listeners, inspired by such profound statements told by Swami, Swami's devotees all around the world are undertaking service activities in some or the other way, in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. So every fortnight, devotees of Bhagwan from the different states of India come to Prashanthi Nilayam to render Prashanthi Seva. In fact, you can see people with scarf in their neck, that is the Sai Seva Dal, everywhere at Prashanthi Nilayam. They are right in Sai Kulanth Hall and also in shopping complex. They are also in the Chaitanya Jyoti Museum, in Swami's Indoor Stadium, in Bhagwan's Hospital, everywhere. In fact, I always say that it won't be an exaggeration if I say that without Seva Dal, the entire Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram will come to a standstill. So dear listeners, today is 11th of July, and the Seva Dal contingent who have come to Prashanthi Nilayam for rendering Prashanthi Seva for first fortnight of July are from the Indian state of Rajasthan. So I happened to meet the state president of Rajasthan, Mr. Jay Singh, last week, and I recorded a conversation with him in which he told about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees in the Indian state of Rajasthan are undertaking. So right now let's listen to that conversation.
Salam sir, welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
With humble pranam at Lotus Feet of Sai, I want to introduce myself. I am Dr. Jay Singh Shaktavat, State President Rajasthan. I had been on this post last 7 years. I came to the fold of Bhai Baba when I visited with some people in 1986 twice, and then from 1996 onwards I have joined the organization as a Seva Dal to start with. Then subsequently I became the convener of the Samiti, then district president and then a state president. Last 7 years I am working as a state president.
Okay, sir. Today we want you to share the service activities that devotees in the state of Rajasthan are undertaking.
Yes.
So before we get into it, please tell about yourself. Please tell some of the interactions that you had with Bhagawan after you came to Swami's fort.
Yes. I had been having darshan in the veranda every now and then when I came to the fold of Baba. But I had a talk with Baba in one of our culture program which we presented in the Kulwant Hall. Mm. At that time, Baba asked me about the details of the Baba Ramdev topic which we were depicting in the Kulwant Hall.
Mm.
He asked me a few questions regarding the horse. Where is that horse in this drama?
Mm.
I told Baba that we cannot bring this horse in the
real horse.
But there is a small horse which we have brought there, which was shown to it. But I never had an interview with Baba. But I was close proximity of Baba many a times. He gave me vibhuti sometime. He was very closely going from my side and took letters from me and some pamphlets which we used to present to Baba in the culture program. So at that time, of course, I was close to him.
Sir, initially after coming to Swami's fold, what inspired you to join the Sai organization and how did you become the state president?
I had some spiritual inclination from very beginning as a student, and thereafter when I became a doctor and then a general surgeon, I practiced for a long time, and then my relatives brought me here. I had an inclination for spiritual upliftment, which I wanted, and some of my own problems which I had in my mind. I thought when I go to Baba, these will be solved. So I got the answers when I used to visit here, and things are all solved, and I'm proceeding in my own transformation, and faith in Baba is advancing day by day. And I think I'll go more further in spiritual field.
So you told you professionally you are a doctor.
Yes.
So you are involved in many medical camps, I'm sure.
I was involved in medical camps in my area.
Mm.
And we used to do lot of medical camps, veterinary camps as well. And in that we were involving all the samitis and the doctors of that area. Because being a doctor, the district doctors were participating with me very easily. So even principal medical officer and other doctors of the hospital used to come. Only one call of mine, they will come to the medical camp. So that facility was available to me. So we had a more frequent medical camps in our area. And in Rajasthan also, so many medical camps are being organized. Homeo camps are also involved. And recently the Vibronics, which was introduced to our area, those camps are also being done.
So which year you became the state president of Rajasthan?
I became in 2006, sir.
Okay. So now please tell about the different service activities that's happening in the state of Rajasthan.
Three activities of Baba which are done everywhere in organization: the spiritual, Bal Vikas and the Seva activity.
Mm.
So we have got priority this time of the Bal Vikas and Seva activity. In Seva activity, Baba has emphasized since 2007 after Udadi declaration, we are involved in Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program,
yes.
SSVIP program,
yes.
All over the state.
So how many SSVIP villages are there in Rajasthan?
At present, every district we have got, all the samitis, we had one village which was earlier we had been serving them in a village rural program. But since this new program was introduced, we are only serving in 10 villages at present, which are specially as a SSVIP village, where the population is 500 to 1500.
Mm.
So these villages were selected, chosen, and then the survey was made, and thereafter these villages we are serving these villages.
So what are the activities?
Yes, activities are health activities, health care, Medicare, social care.
Mm. The seven core areas of SSVIP, yes.
Doing in all these 10 villages and quite successfully being done.
How often the volunteers go there?
It depends on the place to place. In the larger towns, they are visiting every week, and in the smaller towns every month, and still smaller town every 2-3 months.
Mm. Like in SSVAB activities, sir, there are phases, first phase, second phase.
Yes, we have been asked to work for 5 years maximum to complete the SSVAP program.
For first phase?
First phase is about 1.5 years. Like that, within 5 years, we have to complete it.
Yeah. So, the village becomes a model village. It becomes fully independent. So, that's the aim that has to be achieved.
Yes.
So, have you achieved in any villages?
Yes, we have done in Jaipur. There is a one village, Jilon Ki Dhani. In that area, we have completed some work. And this is now turned into a Sai Samiti. The village is now completely turned because all the three activities are being done there. The Bal Vikas is being taken, the Seva is being done, and the spiritual activity is going on. So that village is now recently been changed into a Samiti. So this is what upliftment has taken place.
Yeah. So can you share some transformational stories that you have seen in the beneficiaries of these activities?
Yes. In some of the villages where Vibhuti was distributed, in one of the villages in Bhilwara district, Barundini, the Vibhuti was given. So one of the cancer case was cured.
Okay.
So that once the cancer case was cured, people have started gathering in that village and they have started taking Baba's Vibhuti. This is one instance. In second instance, in Udaipur district, there is one of the person during Seva saw the Baba and Baba blessed him during the medical camp.
So this happened recently?
Recently. In one of the health checkup camp.
What are the transformations seen in the volunteers, the Sevadals?
A lot of transformation has taken place. They have become more quiet. They are more inclined towards Baba. And they have developed faith in Baba. And they are coming regular to this in Sevadal activity.
Yeah, this Prashanti Seva.
And especially Yuva is joining us. And we are emphasizing on Yuva to join the organization and Seva activities. It is the youth which is more responsible in Seva activities.
Yeah,
because youth can influence the youth of the villages also. So we are concentrating on youth in these Seva activities.
Have these villagers come to Pathi?
Yes. So a lot of people are coming from these villages to Pathi.
Has Prashanti Seva?
Yes, Prashanti Seva.
So how often this Prashanti Seva?
We have got only once in a year.
Once in a year?
From 1st to 15th of July.
July. So how many Sevadals come?
Maximum we have reached up to 700 in last few years in both the groups.
Okay. Gents and ladies.
Gents and ladies.
So once in a year is Prashanti Seva from Rajasthan.
We are working with Kerala state. Both are working together. So we had a maximum of 700.
So now it's going on.
It's going on this
Prashanti Seva. Yes. So now, sir, this service activities, there is always challenges that we have to overcome. There will be problems when we undertake some service activities. So are there any things like a funding problem?
No funding problem. Baba has said ki there is no. You will get the amount when you go to the activities. So there is no funding problem. Of course, we have got some drawback. Our trust has been run from Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh, last so many years. But this year we have lost our trust convener and now we will have our own trust in Rajasthan very shortly.
So, and the other day you were telling about that Rajkot Hospital Seva.
Rajkot Hospital, we helped them at Udaipur town.
Help in the sense?
We were the host to collect the cases.
Okay, in Udaipur,
Rajasthan. And Rajkot were the operating team.
Rajkot is in Gujarat.
They do a free heart operation. So they came to us and both the teams worked together in Udaipur. And we had a medical camp, 14th and 15th of April this year.
This year, okay.
So 2,000 patients were checked. And out of these 2,000, 400 cases were selected for operation. And out of these 400 cases, 74 has been operated by now.
Free. In Rajkot.
Rajkot.
Okay.
Free. Rajasthan people had we hosted it. We provided food to all the patients, 2,000 patients and their relatives and all that. To the free from Rajasthan side. That was done. And the camp was arranged in Udaipur. And the arrangements were made by Udaipur team.
Okay. So, do you want to share any more
my
service
own
activities?
Experience, if you want to,
yeah, please tell.
When I came to first time, when I told you that when I came in a first time in 86, Baba had made my his hands like this. And the rice was flowing from all the 10 fingers of Baba.
Uh-huh.
And the rice came to my fold in
okay.
my
wow.
on my clothes, and I collected them and gave to my family people.
In the year 1986.
Uh-huh. Subsequently, I had and I went to my son and a daughter in the States. They're there.
Where?
One is in Florida and one is in Arkansas.
Okay, U.S.
Yeah, uh-huh. U.S. So I went there. When I went there, I lost my boarding passes.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was in somewhere else, not in the States. When one of my son is in the Laos.
Mm-hmm.
There I lost. So when we prayed Baba, and we got the our things lying just in front of the belt.
Okay.
So we reached by 1 hour late, and my wife and my luggage were lying openly. Nobody took it. It was not even submitted anywhere. So this was also a miracle.
Yes.
Thirdly, I had a miracle when I was working as a doctor in Kota, as a surgeon. Somebody came. I was called outside my room. And they gave an envelope having Baba's photo. And at that time, I was not a Baba's devotee.
Okay.
So they gave me that envelope, and there was a photo of Baba inside. I came to my home, and I told my family that somebody has given me Baba's photo. And so this was also a miracle I had faced.
So
three miracles happened to me earlier, before I joined.
Now, what about medical camps, sir? How many medical camps or medical centers are being
medical
operated
camps
in Rajasthan?
Medical camps are organized in most of the samitis, every now and then.
How often it's organized?
Well, in larger towns, they are done every 3 months or so. But in smaller towns, the difficulty is.
Any other prominent service activities you want to share?
Yes, we are visiting the old age homes, leprosy homes, and the handicapped people. These are people which has cannot speak, and unka boys ka jo hota hai center, wahan bhi hum log visit karte hain.
Okay.
All these seva activities we are doing, which are being done in all the institutions.
So now in this changed circumstance, when Swami's physical presence is not there, so how do you motivate the sevadals youth?
We are motivating. We have been telling them that we have been coming to Baba since a long period, and Baba has helped all of us. Baba has brought us, given his grace to us. So now this is our time to repay it, or we are indebted to it. So we convince them on these lines, and we ask them to serve in the mission, to complete the obligations we all had earlier. This is for the old people, and for new people, of course, we try other means to convince them.
What other means? Like
I ask them to read sign literature. I frequent their gathering. I always speak that please go through the sign literature, which is in abundance.
Listen to Bhagwan's divine discourses.
Yes, divine discourses, and radio sign also. My daughter, who she is in America, she was telling that Radio Sai we are hearing, using every day. But you people are not accustomed to it, because here in India, we don't so frequently utilize this facility.
In fact, in Radio Sai, there is a separate stream where we can listen to Swami's Divine Discourse 24 hours a day.
Yes. So my family members who are abroad, they are using it every now and then.
No, sir. Can you share something general about seva? Like, why we should do service?
Yes, Baba has mentioned that the hands which help is holier than the lips which preach.
Yeah, lips
that
speak.
This is one of the reason take seva as a priority. And Baba has mentioned many a times, the sadhana and seva should go together. You cannot have achievement by only a sadhana. If you do seva and sadhana is combined, then there is a fulfillment of the your mission. And you are more spiritually uplifted. You will have proper meditation by that. You will have peace and
the benefits of seva.
Yes, because when we do nishwar seva, so definitely there is a change in our lifestyle, the ego is goes off. The main thing is ego, which should disappear. So the Baba has given this activity that we forget about ego and become more lovable to people.
Yeah, in fact, Swami has often told that when we serve others, we are actually serving ourselves.
Yes, yes, that is the thing.
Before concluding, do you want to tell something to our listeners?
Yes, I want to tell you that in Baba's mission, people will have already been in his fold. Spiritual, jo unhone Baba ne logon ko bataya hai, that is what he has mentioned.
Hmm.
This will attract people, and larger people will join this organization, and this they will come in fold. This is what I hope. That more and more people will come, just like Shirdi.
Hmm.
People will come to Baba's influence, and they will join this Baba's seva and the mission.
Okay, sir. Thank you for coming to ASA and sharing with us
the
activities that's happening in Rajasthan. In fact, Swami has always said, Manav Seva is Madhava Seva.
Yes.
It is service to man, is service to God himself.
Yes.
So, inspired by this, almost all of Swami's devotees are undertaking service in whatever capacity they can,
yes,
wherever they are.
Yes.
So, thank you for sharing with us about the service activities that's happening in Rajasthan.
Yeah, Baba has also mentioned Gram Seva is Ram Seva.
Yes, correct.
So, that is the main motto behind it. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time in our studio is 11:45, and it's a very pleasant day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. It's quite cool, and from last couple of days there has been slight drizzles here, and we are expecting heavy downpour in next couple of days. So, dear listeners, this in this segment you just heard a conversation that I had with Mr. Jay Singh, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the North Indian state of Rajasthan. In fact, today is 11th of July, and right now the Prashanti Seva that's happening here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram is from the state of Rajasthan. They will be here from, they are here from 1st of this month to 15th of this month, that is for the first fortnight of this month. So in this conversation, Mr. Jay Singh, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the state of Rajasthan, shared with us some of the service activities that the devotees of Bhagwan are undertaking in the state of Rajasthan. Well, dear listeners, I will try to find few sevadals and I will get them here to studio, and I will make them speak about their experience of rendering their service here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram as sevadals, and that will be for next week, next Thursday. In fact, dear listeners, many of these devotees of Bhagwan from the North Indian states are more fluent speaking in the Indian language Hindi. So they may be speaking in Hindi, but I will try to translate it into English for the benefit of listeners who don't understand Hindi. Well, that's for next week. So dear listeners, breaking the monotony, let me play for you a Sai Bhajan right now.
ओंकार रूपिणी जननी
मंगलकारी जननी मां, मंगलकारी
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. The live wire bring you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the message of divine love, the message of selfless service and sacrifice. Well, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment we try to capture the various service activities that the devotees of Bhagwan Baba are undertaking everywhere around the world. And in this segment, in the beginning, you heard a conversation with Mr. Jay Singh, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of North Indian State of Rajasthan. And he shared with us some of the service activities that the devotees of Bhagwan are undertaking in that state. In fact, dear listeners, the Prashanti Seva that's happening right now here at Prashant Nilayam are by the devotees of Bhagwan from this state, Rajasthan. Well, dear listeners, taking the segment forward, let me narrate an anecdote. Sadhu Sundar Singh was an Indian who spread the word of God among the people of Tibet in the Himalayan mountain ranges. It seems one afternoon, as he was traveling on foot with a companion along a hilly path in Tibet, they were caught in a severe snowstorm. During a brief lull, looking down from the edge of a steep slope, they saw a body of a traveler lying in the snow at the foot of the cliff, over 30 feet below the path. The stranger had obviously fallen from the path and needed urgent attention and assistance. As the sadhu tried to climb down to rescue the man, his companion tried his best to dissuade him. He warned the sadhu that if they lost time in effort to save the stranger, all three of them would be frozen to death in a snowstorm before reaching their shelter. But the sadhu was determined to save the helpless man and sought the cooperation of his companion. But his companion refused to help and walked away to save his own life. The compassionate sadhu climbed down the slope and reached the injured man. He was badly hurt. The man was badly hurt and had broken his leg in the fall. The sadhu carried the stranger on his shoulders, carefully covering him with his blanket, and climbed up the steep and slippery path with the heavy load. Well, after hours of tedious travel with the heavy load in the severe snowstorm, they approached the nearest village when darkness was near. The sadhu was drenched in sweat. Suddenly he stumbled over a human body, half buried in ice-covered road. It was the frozen dead body of the companion who deserted the sadhu and proceeded alone to save his own life. He was overcome by the cold and frozen and had frozen to a tragic death. The sadhu carried the stranger to the safety and warmth of a shelter in the village and provided him with all necessary assistance. He remembered that by saving the stranger, by sacrificing his own comforts, he had actually saved himself. The exertion of carrying the heavy load, the perspiration and the intimate contact of their living bodies had heated them up and saved their lives. So, dear listeners, this incident tells what Bhagwan always says, that when we serve others, we are actually serving ourselves. The benefits of the service activities that we undertake are more to us than to the beneficiaries. So inspired by these, devotees all around the world are undertaking service activities in whatever capacity they can, wherever they are. And in this segment, we try to capture the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are undertaking and get inspired by this. Well, taking the show forward, I'll be playing for you right now an episode from our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. Well, dear listeners, this is an audio documentary. So let's listen to this segment of a radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai.
across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers. What compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, the language of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features the heroic service rendered by the Sai youth of Orissa, where a super-fast passenger train derailed in the dark of the night in the vicinity of their center. As the passengers of the Coromandel Express boarded the train on February 13, 2009, little did they know that their pleasurable journey would soon turn into a nightmare.
Running for thousands of miles, the super-fast train Coromandel Express connects two major metros of India, Kolkata in the east and Chennai in the south. On that fateful day in February 2009, the Coromandel Express departed from Howrah station in Kolkata at 2:50 p.m. and proceeded at its normal pace of 70 kilometers an hour. By the time the sun went down, the train had crossed the state of West Bengal and was halfway into Orissa.
It was 7:45 p.m. Traveling at high speed by now, the train was about 100 kilometers away from Bhubaneswar, the capital of Orissa. Most of the passengers were either relaxing or enjoying their meals. And then, the speeding train screeched to an abrupt halt. The passengers were shattered. Before they knew what was happening, several carriages overturned. It was a full-speed derailment, the worst accident that could happen on a rail journey. The mayhem and panic that ensued was paralyzing. Screams and groans from every corner, pathetic pleas from the severely injured, agonized shrieks from terrified children, plaintive cries from people for their near and dear ones. The scene was simply heartrending. To make matters worse, the lights went out. The whole area was enveloped in a thick blanket of darkness. Mr. Sabuj Biswas was among the passengers. He was on his visit to Puttaparthi for Bhagwan Baba's darshan. He recalled that moment.
Bahut rone ki awaaz aa rahi thi. Do ek S6 mein bhi do ek ladies thi jinka khoon beh raha tha.
Everyone was wailing in pain and agony. A few ladies in the coach number S6 were severely injured. It was completely dark. Using my cell phone light, I somehow managed to get out of the train through the door. I was actually very scared. All I could hear was people shouting and crying.
Mr. Biswas could not miss the compassion of God even in this tragic moment.
Mera actual reservation tha S4 mein. तो मैं एस फोर से
आई हैड माई बर्थ रिजर्व इन कोच नंबर एस फोर ऑफ द ट्रेन एंड एट द टाइम ऑफ द एक्सीडेंट आई वॉज हेडिंग टूवर्ड्स द पैंट्री कार टू बाय सम फूड आफ्टर क्रॉसिंग कोच नंबर एस फाइव आई हैड बेयरली एंटर्ड कोच नंबर एस सिक्स when there was this enormously huge jolt, as if the train, which was running at full speed, had just hit a wall. There was a loud screech of brakes, and the next moment, everything was in complete turmoil. All the 16 bogies of the train had derailed. Coach number S4, where I had my seat, and coach number S5, which I had just left, were completely upside down. But coach number S6, which I had just entered, stayed upright. It was found later that a wheel of that coach had become loose on impact, and that is why it had not overturned. That may be the technical explanation, but for me, it was the grace of Baba which saved me. What is also interesting is that the derailed train had finally come to rest just 50 meters from the Sai center of the area. It was the Jajpur Road in the state of Orissa in East India. And it was no mere chance that all the Sai devotees had gathered in the center that night to conduct their weekly bhajans. The moment the news of this tragedy reached them, they instantly organized themselves into groups of 60 each and rushed to the spot. Their sole goal was to save as many lives as possible, bring aid to the injured and solace to the terrified and the grieving. These angels of Sai did a marvelous job.
In fact, the Sai devotees were the first rescuers to arrive at the scene of the accident, and when they started their work, the only source of light was their own mobile phones. What came to their rescue was their training in disaster relief and management. With a strong heart, they immediately started bringing out the injured from the coaches and desperately tried to save as many lives as they could. This definitely helped to reduce the number of casualties. Mr. Dhirendra Kumar Sahu, the Sai youth coordinator of that region who led this initiative, recounted those tense moments.
Moments after the crash, one of our members called me. We immediately alerted the district collector and the nearby hospital and gathered a few doctors and rushed to the accident site. I cannot even begin to describe the wails and screams we heard on reaching there. It was pitch dark. 60 of us had reached within minutes, but we did not know where to start. We split into groups and started rescuing the injured passengers.
While a group of Sai workers were busy at the accident site, there were others who had converted the Sai temple into the official location for emergency first aid. Here, all the patients were provided immediate medical help, and the most severely injured were transported to a local hospital. Besides physical and medical help, the Sai workers provided much needed emotional support to hundreds of distressed passengers. In fact, unhesitatingly, they jeopardized their own safety to rescue the injured from precariously tilted coaches.
What made the situation even more difficult was the biting cold weather outside, which only worsened the pain of the injuries. The Sai volunteers quickly procured blankets, and this was followed by the distribution of biscuit packets and hot drinks. Also, in an amazing show of efficiency and concern, they organized 3 full hot meals over the next 12 hours for over 1,000 people. All this did require tremendous effort, but for them, it was their way of expressing their devotion to Baba. Mr. Sabuj Vishwas, a survivor from the accident, recalled the service done by the Sai workers.
वो मंदिर के सामने कुछ सेवा दल दिखाई दिया इसका बैच पहने वाला।
I was very soon taken to the Sai center and there I found Sai volunteers rendering whatever help they could. They were giving first aid to the injured and transporting the severely wounded to a hospital. In fact, they offered wholehearted support to the patients. They were truly godsend, as they indeed were the first to come to our help. They even made arrangements for our dinner. They started giving out pouches of water and black tea to all of us. The children were given biscuits. They even brought us medicines that we desperately needed. When we saw such loving people offering help so selflessly, it greatly boosted our morale.
As all this was going on inside the Sai Center, the other Sai workers were busy not only rescuing more passengers, but also collecting their displaced luggage and protecting it from theft and misuse. They handed over everything to the local police for safe custody. And because of this, even 2 days after the incident, many passengers could find all their belongings intact in the office of the railway police. The moment the Sai workers took the patients to the nearest hospital, the officials there admitted the injured without a question or a second of delay. Normally, in a situation where the injury is caused by an accident, the hospitals do not treat the patient till the police arrive. However, this was not the case here, because the staff of the hospital had great admiration and trust in the Sai volunteers. These inspired youngsters had actually been visiting the hospital every Sunday, as early as 6 in the morning, for many months, to clean the premises and enliven the spirits of the patients by offering them physical and emotional help. What they did that fateful night was an extension of this regular service. What really touched the traumatic passengers was the spontaneous love of the Sai devotees. Mr. Dhirendra Sahu recalled that scene.
In the immediate hours after the accident, all the passengers were dazed. They were in a state of shock. Our Sai sisters sat by the side of each passenger and spoke to them lovingly, like they were their own family members. They gave their cell phones to them so that they could talk to their near and dear ones. This really helped to infuse a lot of courage into the mind of these distressed people and gave them confidence to face the situation with fortitude. The Sai sisters worked till late in the night with great love. People still tell me how they fondly recall the love and sensitivity of our Sai sisters.
All these timely and efficient initiatives of the Sai volunteers inspired many others in the village to join the service. This only added to the number of Sai volunteers. The local government authorities also became active. They brought lanterns, more blankets, biscuits, and so on. The Sai Center, however, remained the central coordinating point for the entire rescue operation. In fact, the Sai volunteers' service extended even to helping the distressed passengers complete their journey. Mr. Bishwas shared his own story.
Next day, Prasanti Express, Visakhapatnam to Puttaparthi. So, how can I go? Jajpur is very far.
I realized I needed to catch the Prashanti Express next day from Visakhapatnam to reach Puttaparthi. But my biggest worry was to get there in time. It was a long way from Jajpur, the site of the accident. The Sai workers, however, were very kind. They arranged a van for me to reach Bhubaneswar, from where the Prashanti Express begins. Like me, there were 12 other people who wanted to come to Prashanti Nilayam, and they were all helped by the Sai volunteers to catch their trains.
Many passengers were moved by the intense interest displayed by the Sai workers to reach out and help. And they expressed this through emails and letters after they reached their destinations safely. One such letter was from Mr. P.M. Gunasilan from Chennai. This is what he wrote to the convener of the Sai Center of Jajpur.
Respected sir, After finishing my work in Kolkata, I started on my journey to my hometown by the Coromandel Express on that fateful day. At about 7:45 p.m., the accident occurred, and I was sure that those of us who had survived the accident would die due to lack of timely rescue. I and my co-passengers felt completely lost in that entirely new place during that terrible night. We did not even know the local language to be able to ask for help. We felt like we were in a dense forest without any directions. At that time, you and the other Sai Baba devotees took care of us. Not only this, you provided food, shelter, and essential medical care to those of us who were affected. We did not feel that we were amidst strangers. We felt as if we were with our own brothers and sisters. Your concern and care made us feel better to such an extent that we forgot our painful wounds. I admire the seva you people did and will never be able to forget it. When you took us to your place, I was almost spellbound to see the two Sai Baba photos there. At that moment, I felt as if something inside my soul was fulfilled. All my worries melted away. With the kindness of the great Sai Baba, we all reached Chennai safely. Even when we reached Chennai Central, the Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti devotees came to help us. This just moved my heart.
On their part, the Sai Sevadal volunteers insist that all through the trying times, they felt the protecting hand of Bhagwan Baba guiding them. Mr. Sahu explained this.
The greatest fact about this whole service activity is that each one of us felt the divine presence. It was as if someone higher was in charge. It wasn't merely a human effort.
This is clear from the site of the accident. If it had happened even 100 meters further down the route, there would certainly have been a lot more severe casualties. This is because after a few meters, the rails climb high and the surrounding area becomes quite low. If the accident had occurred there, the train would probably have somersaulted, killing hundreds instantly. Besides, it would have taken the Sai devotees longer to reach there and help out. The accident providentially happened near the Sai center and at a time when many devotees were there in the center. This ensured that initial help efforts could be coordinated immediately.
The selfless service provided by the Sai organization has surely helped in bringing solace and joy to hundreds. But how has it helped the volunteers themselves? Mr. Sahu, the youth coordinator, reflected his team's feelings.
To undertake a service project as a personal activity and do the same thing under the banner of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations are two very different experiences. When I go to a hospital alone, people there might suspect my intentions or I may even develop an ego about the work I do. This may create problems. On the other hand, when we do the work as an activity of the Sai organization, there is no I there. It is we. Instead of being treated with suspicion, we are welcomed. Bhagwan is the divine force of this organization and He has created this to improve our lives even as we help the others. Here, we stand up as models before society. One must have the desire to contribute to society's welfare.
Quoting Baba's dictum of help ever, hurt never, he says that we need to help others so that we become worthy of Baba's grace and love.
We
have to be humble to receive Bhagwan in our lives. In fact, I consider it a great blessing. Swami has given me this wonderful opportunity to demonstrate to others how treading on the path laid down by Him can change our lives completely for the better. I only pray that He never denies me this fortune of being an instrument in His hands.
It is because of such a noble attitude of these youth of that region that the Sai organization of Jajpur has become a great force of positive transformation. Plenty of other youth who were otherwise misguided are now happy to be part of this organization, and they too experience the joy of selfless service. So what exactly appeals to these youngsters about the Sai organization?
Premai Bhagwan.
It is just love. Our speciality is love.
That is Dhirendra Sahu, the youth leader.
We never distinguish between people and organizations. If I cannot take the other person as my brother in God, how can we understand each other? And unless we work in unity, how can we work for God? And if we cannot work for God, how can we love each other? As you can see, it is all beautifully related. In our organization, it is not I, it is always we. And finally, He. I think this is what attracts the younger generation to this organization.
This is how the Brotherhood of Sai is growing in this little town, hidden in one of the most underdeveloped states of India. The love of Sai has no boundaries, and the magic that it creates in transforming hearts is as heartening as it is mystifying.
All of us felt a kind of exhilaration in being able to bring succor to the poor victims of the train accident. We may not have slept a night, but the joy of participating in helping so many people is really indescribable. We are eternally grateful to Bhagwan Baba for giving this opportunity to be of use to others in their time of need. What other special blessing can we ask for?
These Sai volunteers bring true Swami's words that the joy one gets while promoting another's joy is incomparable. The dedication and devotion of these youth can only be matched by their exemplary service and their exceptional love for their Lord. For all those who think devotion and spirituality is for the retired and unemployed, this is what love for God can do to a person. Imagine how our society could be if we had such inspired souls in every little corner of this earth.
Raising the bar of volunteering to a level of worship, the band of workers that function under the Sai banner consider it their supreme privilege to be serving in the name of Sai. They therefore offer all their efforts and intentions to God without any desire for reward or recognition.
Saram, dear listeners, so that was an episode from our radio series Serving in the Name of Sai. Well, this featured a seva activity by the devotees in which they had done because of a tragedy, the Coromandel Train Express tragedy. In fact, dear listeners, this came to you in the form of an audio documentary, and you can download many such audio documentary featuring different service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees all around the world from our Radio Sai archives. The narrators of this audio documentary were Rishabh, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, and Arvind. And Arvind is right now in our studio, who with Prem will be hosting the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 12:20, and it's time for me to sign off. So I'll be meeting you next Thursday. Till then, stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, the live wire bringing you Swami's message. Well, dear listeners, before signing off, I just want to recite a poem which I got as an email forward. This poem is entitled, What Have We Done Today? So it goes like this. We shall do so much in the years to come, but what have we done today? We shall give our gold in a princely sum, but what have we give today? We shall lift the heart and dry the tear. We shall plant a hope in the place of fear. We shall speak the words of love and cheer. But what did we speak today? We shall be so kind in the after while. But what have we been today? We shall bring each lonely life a smile. But what have we brought today? We shall give to truth a grander birth, and to steadfast faith a deeper worth. We shall feed the hungering souls of the earth, but whom have we fed today? We shall reap such joys in the by and by, but what have we sown today? We shall build mansions in the sky, but what have we built today? It's sweet in idle dreams to bask, but here and now do we do our task? Yes, this is the thing our souls must ask. What have we done today? Yes, dear listeners, what counts throughout the day is what have we done throughout the day. At the end of the day, we will be remembering that what we have been doing all through the day. So, dear listeners, with that poem, let's always pray to Bhagwan that let us always do good deeds, good actions, and always have good thoughts in our mind. So, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, signing off for today. So, let's meet next Thursday, and I'll be bringing for you another Seva activity next Thursday. Till then, stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Om, Sai Om, Sai Om.
विनाशक गणना